Well, like the Fair Oaks Mall, while I haven't been a part of that decision at this point, I have gone to each of the meetings, and specifically with the riverfront, I think the main concern from residents has been that it's a safety issue. From the very beginning, as this project has started, there was a focus, at least by our news, that more accentuated the look and feel rather than the different safety concerns that the project tried and is trying to address. I believe that the Lowhead Dam needs to be removed. There's definitely some issues with that that will positively impact residents once that's removed, as well as there's some structural issues around each side of the river. One side, you know, revealing erosion and a former dump site that will continue to show itself as it erodes. But then the other side, there's quite a bit of rebar and, you know, different safety hazards that are starting to poke out. And so the confusion for, I think, the common resident is, how are we going to pay for this? And so, you know, I've been learning a lot about TIF districts and how those monies have to be spent and can be spent. And so as a city council member, my responsibility would be to communicate how we're paying for that, why we're doing it, and then what's the ultimate benefit. I would add one more thing to this question, that in the proposal from the design group, there's been an emphasis on private-public partnerships. And I would like to see that continue to show itself, because at this point, this is only being funded by the TIF funds. And so I would like to see that Columbus Way come into effect by involving public-private partners.